Hello?
Hi, is this Alan?
Yes, this is Alan.
Hi, Alan. I'm calling from Content Hub, and I just wanted to have a brief chat regarding a Wikipedia project, if it's a good time.
Yeah, and may I know who you are?
Yes, my name is Lisa Taylor, and I'm from the Compliance Department.
Okay. And why is it that the Compliance Department is calling me in regard to my inquiry?
That is because you requested for a refund, I believe.
I requested to get a result.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now been over 2 years
mm-hmm.
Since your company has been working to get my Wikipedia page up and posted. And so far, during this time, we have had no results like that. We don't have a page yet.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really want is to get my page posted. But if you are unable to get my page posted, then I do deserve a refund.
That
and then
correct.
I have to start all over again with another company.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm here for, and I see that you have put it down in plain, simple words, and I do understand where you're coming from. I do see that you have made some payments for the articles and the semi-lock protection as well. And at this point of time, if I search this up, I see that it's still both of the profiles are still coming under the draft section rather than rather than being live. So they're still under review, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. You have a better insight into that than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just know I'm seeing what you're seeing, too, that they're
mm-hmm.
not on Wikipedia, per se, right now.
Mm-hmm. They're not live. And, Alan, I'm not going to beat around the bush or anything. I want to give you a clear picture, okay? Now, at this point of time, you asking for a refund, it's your basic consumer right because you have not seen anything happen. At the same time, we cannot negate the fact that Wikipedia itself, it's a complex product, and it takes a lot of time, and it completely depends on the individual profiles, and it's very subjective. You can't determine if there are 10 businessmen who are trying to put the page live. All of them will have different timeline and different credibility according to their own individuality. Hence, it makes Wikipedia the most complex product to be dealing with. Okay, having said that, Alan, at this point of time, I just want to check with your admin for a final date. If they can provide a final definite date, then maybe we can think about turning this around. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and propose a refund to them. Sounds fair enough?
That does sound fair enough, Lisa. That's all I ask. My feeling is my preference is that
mm-hmm.
we get the page up because
exactly.
that's what I... but if they can't get the page up, I am due a refund, and
mm-hmm.
I appreciate that you are pursuing that for me.
Yeah, see, because I don't want to go ahead and beat around the bush. I want to have a realistic conversation with you. So considering where you're coming from, I feel that it is high time for us to have a final discussion with the admin, see what their definite timeline is. If there is no definite timeline, then, of course, we need to, you know, opt out. There are, however, two resolutions that we can look into if we are to decide to pull the plug altogether, you know, call it a day or call it quits. The two options or resolutions that I'm talking about is whether we pull off the submission and provide you 100% refund. That means that Wikipedia will no longer will publish the page on a longer run. I don't think that's a suitable option. On the other end, what we have is the option to opt for a partial refund while keeping the submission live. So just in case, if there is an indefinite timeline later down the line, like 2 months, 3 months later, or maximum a year later, if the profile goes live, then it's well and good. But at the same time, you have a compensation of a partial refund because there was a definite timeline committed to you according to the order placed with us. So you have these two options that we can opt for, just in case if they are unable to provide a definite timeline.
Okay. All right. So see what the administrators feel about the possibility of getting the page online,
right.
and if they feel it for some reason that they're not able to do that, then you know we'll look at one of these.
Yeah, the options.
I mean, yeah. Can you review with me what I have paid since I started working with you? What's the total?
Okay, let me give you the total right now. I'm pulling up your finances here. Let me see the invoices that I have on record. Give me 1 minute, okay? Can I please see your phone?
Sure.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much for being online. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so there are three payments, and the first one is for your Wikipedia pages. Both the pages, you paid the amount $2,500, and that was for both the pages, the content, the drafting, and the publication of the Wikipedia pages. The second payment that I have here is for three top-tier articles. The amount is $3,980, that is $3,980. And the last payment that I have here on board is $2,160, that is for the semi-protection lock on both profiles. So altogether in total, we are looking at $8,640.
Okay. I don't know what that lock thing is, but I'm familiar with the other two.
Okay, let me explain what the lock is. It's a semi-protection lock. See, a lot of times it happens that once your page is live, there are random people making certain edits who have nothing to do with you or your occupation or your page for that matter. There are a lot of these contributors and admins who, you know, like to interfere on other pages and have tags and flags on it. So in order to sustain your profile from any kind of claims or uncertainties or any kind of tags, in other words, we put up a log before submitting your profile. That way, once your profile gets live, only we will be authorized to make any necessary changes or maintain the page. Nobody else can touch the page. So
that sounds valuable if and when we get a page up.
Yes, considering all things that are, you know, going around. I had a client, and she was a singer. She had a lot of scandals and negative publicity online, and there were a lot of articles that just got automatically backlinked, or somebody did that. I'm not sure if somebody was envious enough to do that to her, but her profile had almost 500 negative mentions backlinked to the... It was horrendous. It was horrible, to be very honest. It was a mess. So that kind of a thing, you know, just to avoid anything like this happening, you know, you can't say for certain what kind of content gets posted nowadays on the internet, right? So we don't want any kind of wrong, incorrect content being automatically backlinked or through someone's personal vendetta. Your page should not be getting messed up. So that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I thought that was controlled by the editors of the page, that the editors have to approve additions to the page, but
yes.
It sounds like they don't.
Yes, it does, to a certain extent. I'll be very honest with you, Alan, but there are a lot of people. See, for example, it's your page. I can just go ahead with a non-credible IP and ID, and I can just try to, you know, make some changes or revisions. If I do that, that act itself, it's going to be flagged by the actual admins and contributors, since my profile is not credible. So what am I doing with your profile? In a lot of instances, this happens when the individual whose profile is being worked upon, they sometimes go and make the edits if they do not have the know-how of how Wikipedia works. So in that situation, they sort of like assume that it's the customer and they put up a flag or a tag on the profile, which doesn't look good at all. And it's very difficult to actually have the tags removed. That's why they're very cautious, you know, when it comes to things like this.
Okay. And I will have insurance against that with this lock feature.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Then I will have insurance against that happening because I purchased this lock feature.
Exactly. So whenever your profile goes live, nobody can just randomly come there and interfere because they won't entertain those kind of actions made on your profile unless it's from a credible source or reference, for example, us or your assigned admin, right? So that is something that is sort of like a protection, semi-log protection, on your pages for them to stay sustained online. Because that Wikipedia publishing the page, that's no big deal. I can go ahead and publish the page today, but who is to say that it's going to stay there and be sustained for a year, let's say 2 years, obviously considering that we will be continuously monitoring the page and maintaining it, because that's what Wikipedia requires, you know, maintenance every 3 to 4 months, and you got to regularly update and post things, backlink stuff. So once that kind of a situation arises, we need to make sure that the page stays live and stays sustained. There's no point having your page live for 5 minutes and then you cannot, you know, put it back up. So I don't see that as an achievement, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, listen, Lisa, it sounds like you really know your stuff, and I appreciate your calling. If I needed to get back to you, can I have your phone number?
Of course. Let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so this is my cell number. You can text me on this number, and my number is 408.
Yes.
689.
Got it.
6899.
Oh, you got a good number.
It's a company provided cell number, and yes.
Okay. You got lucky with it.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa. Thanks very much for your help on my behalf, and I look forward
to
hearing from you.
No problem at all. Alan, I just want to give you this assurance that whatever it is, don't worry, you're not going to be at a loss, okay? I'm going to make sure, since I've spoken to you, you have officially become my client now. You know, every person I speak to, I'm like, okay, I'm looking out for them. So don't worry, I'm going to get you a win-win resolution either way, okay?
Fantastic.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Alan, once again. We will be sure to provide you any new updates if there are. Just give me like 24 to 48 hours max to get this cleared up with your admin, and then I can have a definite conversation with you, okay?
Yep. Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you so much once again. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.